Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's Karen Grigsby Bates, Do the Right Thing. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jill.
What's the right
thing? Is that one of those days? Well, I think the right thing at this point is, you know, we're all grown and we know that there's some things we have to do. We have to pay taxes. We have to feed the cat if we want a live cat. We have to send our kids to school unless we have an alternate arrangement that the government has recognized. But there's some things that we don't have to do. And if we don't have to do them and we're doing them anyway, why? And I'm thinking about people who call and say, hi, I haven't seen you in a really long time. I'm getting a group of people together to do whatever you want to come. And you really don't want to, but you say, oh, that would be nice. You know, we need to stop that knee-jerk reaction. It's easy enough to say, thanks for inviting me, but I'm sort of, you know, slacking off on some of my social stuff so I can get some other stuff in my life done. Or, you know, can't that day, whatever. It doesn't require a really long thesis of an explanation, but what it does require is for you to say no, if you really don't want to, and it really is an optional activity, instead of going and kind of resenting the person who asked you and resenting yourself for having agreed to when you'd rather be doing something else or nothing.
Yeah, and I think it's also, people have gotten into a bit of a, I think it's a learned bad habit about managing their, and you know me, I'm always most likely to blame just an excess of screen time because you've got so many different things going on and blah, 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 blah. But you think you've got more time and more people in your life than you can actively manage if you didn't have access to this device. I mean, if you actually had to just see people and do your life and deal with your family and feed that cat, etc., you would be more specific and discerning about how you spend your time.
Well, here's where I'm going to disagree with you, and here's where I'm not going to blame the internet or your electronic devices or whatever. I think sometimes, you know, you just need some time to yourself, or you need some time to clean the kitchen floor that you keep saying, I really need to do a deep dive on this, but I haven't done it yet. And if you really want to do that, and some people won't understand that, what, you're going to clean the floor instead of going to the beach with us? Well, maybe having a clean floor when you come home gives you joy, you know, or makes you relaxed and unspool about as much as going to the beach would. And it's not for me to say one's more appropriate for you than the other. It's for you to say to yourself, this is what I'd rather be doing, and then do what you need to do to have that happen.
And to what do you ascribe? I guess I'm one of those selfish, horrible people who a really good friend of mine way back when I was a young buckette in the big city, I always just like, do you want to have dinner? Do you want to do something? And she would say to me, I'm sorry, this is my night in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the heck was that? Now, as I mm-hmm. became less of a young buckette and more, I started to realize the value of being able to say that and mean it, because during the day with highly supercharged routines, etc., you know, you do need to reach your phone discharges. So do you. So
yeah.
And the reason I'm saying I'm just old and cranky is because that's just such a part of my life. I can tell when my edges are crispy. And
yeah.
You don't really want to be with me. And so therefore, even if you think you want to be with me and you've just pulled the old, oh, but I haven't seen you for so long, and you haven't been able to have lunch. And I'm thinking, yeah, and I've slept 4 hours for the entire week, and blah, 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 and the animals this, and the this, and the this, and you don't know any of these things, and I'm not going to spend the time telling you. It's just easier for me to say, you know, I can't wait to see you, but now is not a good moment.
Yeah, Friday night after a long work week is probably not the night that, you know, and some people get recharged by going out into social environments or frenetic environments after they've had a long, hard week, and they feel like, oh, I'm free, I can enjoy this and enjoy my friends. But if that charges you up, then you should go and do it. But if what charges you up is to curl up in a chair with a book and some music on, then you should do that and not feel guilty about it.
And where do you think the feeling guilty, I mean, maybe it was ever thus? But where's
I think people have been doing that since I can remember, you know, in the 70s. And you're right. Young people are like, oh, I've worked all week. I have Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday until Sunday afternoon. And then I've got to get my stuff together and start working for another whole week. So I'm going to cram as much fun into this weekend as I can. You know, good. You got the energy. You don't have anything else to do. You've got stuff in your refrigerator so you won't starve. Knock yourself out. But then don't turn to me and say, oh, my God, you're such a party pooper. I can't believe you're not going to come out and have, you know, four margaritas with us. It's two for one night at the corner, you know, the corner joint, and we're all going to be there. So again, say hello to everybody for me, and I will catch up with you guys at another time, but not tonight.
And that goes for a lot of things, too. You're just reminding me also of something that I had with something as simple. And this is someone I know. I'd really be interested in your opinion with this. She said, you know, I really, you know, I want to go do XYZ right now. So I just want to get off the phone. I was like, how about, I need to go now. Goodbye. I said, you don't have to give me, you don't even have to tell me. Why are you still on the phone? What's wrong with goodbye?
Yeah, we don't need a recitation of all your stuff. Yeah. Just go and do it.
Just
no
go
problem.
But the recitation obviously comes from her feeling that need to explain, to make me feel like I'm going, like for some reason my feelings are going to be hurt, that we're all going to go back about our lives.
People are questioning the legitimacy of her decision.
Yeah. No.
And, you know, you're too old for that. I'm too old for that. You've made a decision. This is what you need for yourself. I think people are starting to understand that more. But there will still be people who say, oh, come on, you can do that any other time. Come out and do this with us. Like, thanks, but I'm not. The end.
And just from a structural, an etiquette point of view, you are now, are you obligated to give an excuse or not? I rarely do, but I just am curious.
I think the reason is enough. You know, thanks, but I can't. Now, if you want to, you know, feel free, but you're not obligated to. And if people sort of demand an explanation, you can just say, I promise to do something else. It could be promise to put yourself to bed by 9 o'clock. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and people would probably be better off with less of an explanation. Now, the same thing happens if you're invited to. This gets back to something that's become a little squirrelier. But if someone invites you to something, you can just say, you know, I really, you know, thank you. You start with thank you so much, and you know, and I'm not going to be able to. And I can't.
Thanks so much for including me, but I can't that weekend. Done.
Right. And
done. And then, you know, if you really do want to see that person or those people, you can say, you know, can you let me know the next time you do it? Because I'll hope my schedule's free. Or, you know, how about lunch 2 weeks from now? Because it would be nice to catch up with you. Whatever. If that's really the way you feel. If it's not, then don't offer it as a salve to your own guilt, because you're not going to want to do it 2 weeks from now either, if you don't want to do it now. And the reason you're saying no is because you don't want to do it.
Yeah. And I guess, well, certainly people are going to find it a little easier to know what they want to do. The question is whether they're going to be able to convey it or find themselves in a situation where they're out doing something that they, in a situation where they don't want to be. And that's.
And if you get into enough of those, after a while, you've learned to say to yourself, yeah, thanks, but I didn't want to do that, and so I should speak up and say, thanks, but I can't, to spare myself. You know, and it may be that what's perfectly acceptable on one week when you're feeling better, or the week has gone better, or you've had less to do, or whatever, doesn't work for you on another week when you just, you need some time to yourself. So it's not always going to be the same all the time, but it makes sense for you to do what feels right for you within the constraints of courtesy and common sense.
Right. And within the constraints of courtesy and common sense, just remember the more elaborate, if you do make up an elaborate story about what you are doing,
your stuff better match.
It better match. I was just going to throw that in there.
Yeah, don't tell me that you're going to be out of town with your elderly relatives and then let me run into you in line at the movies. That's just not a good idea, I mean, you can try to clean it up and say, oh, my aunt called and said my uncle's not feeling well and so I postponed the visit, whatever. I mean, and if that's true, it's true, but sometimes people can see through that.
And sometimes it just makes it worse.
It's just easier to tell the truth the first time around. It's so much simpler.
Yeah, and separate from that, it's getting more and more important to set an example because, it can create a positive cascade effect if you are saying, as my friend did low those many years ago, hey, it's great, thank you. It's my night in. It might encourage somebody else, one other teen, to go, oh, wow, boy, do I need a night in too. And then do it. And, there's absolutely no harm in recharging, refilling, replenishing, and all of those good re-things.
Because then when you do get an invitation or extend an invitation or whatever to go do something, you feel ready to do it. I understand some people who say, well, I didn't want to do it, and then I went, and I felt a lot better after I went because it turned out I needed to see people. I mean, you need to know yourself well enough to know what works for you, but, maybe it's time to explore that. What does work for me? What am I doing just through knee-jerk reaction?
Thank you very much, Karen Gracie Bates. Do the right thing.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Do the Right Thing with Karen Grigsby Bates, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
On the web, robinhoodradio.com.
Fly right.